Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. My name's Tori Idiot Box Radio. It's not your name. It is mine. It's the one that... Well, Mum didn't give me the last name Idiot Box Radio, but she did give me the name Tori, and at times that's caused to be a cause of concern where people simply can't get my name right. I don't blame her exactly, though I do blame her to a certain extent. After all, her name is on my birth certificate, which means she did have something to do with the actual fact that I am the doyen, the man of action, sorting fruit, painting pictures, and getting to the point. But I digress, but I don't want to. I need to tell a story, and I need to get straight to it. So please indulge me as you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com, and you also leave a 5-star review for me. The website is idiotboxradio.com. I think I've covered all my bases other than the fact there is an Idiot Box Radio fan club, and that will be something that I'm sure that you will definitely love and take genuine pleasure from. So thank you so very much for listening. It's been a fantastic time, but I haven't finished my story. Now, hopefully we all live in houses. If you don't, I am not even going to make a joke about that, but I do wish you all the very best. I will wonder where you get your electricity from. But, you know, a lot of people, they live in houses, live in flats, live in apartments, they live in units. I live in a unit. I don't own it. I rent it. And I'm in the market finally to buy a place of my own and, put my own special touches on it. One of the weird things when you're renting in some places in Australia is you can't even put your own pictures up on the walls, or they want you to pay all sorts of repair bills to get the holes in the wall fixed up, which isn't nice. And it sort of puts you in a really weird situation when it does come down to what should I put up there. Now, recently I was on a website called realestate.com.au. Now, that does advertise real estate all throughout the country. Exciting times, you know, they are absolutely fun, and you do get to see exactly what is going on. I'm going to report real life to you as we're recording the show. We've got some food delivery guy. He's just pulled up out the front. So I'm recording in the car. I'm doing this a little bit differently because I just had this idea and I'd forgotten to talk about it when I had all my normal stuff. And I've got a little lapel mic, so I'm hoping that provides you with pleasure and a good enough sound quality for me to have actually done this for several minutes without it sounding like shit. If it sounds like shit, I'm going to be really pissed off, but I'm still going to deliver it because at least then I've got ideas. The guy who tried to do the delivery, I think it's like an Uber Eats kind of situation. I'm not sponsored by Uber, so if it's another company, please forgive me, but I'm not receiving any money for anything, so I'm not too sure what to say. But the guy walking around with a backpack filled with food doesn't know what house it's meant to be at, so now he's looking in his own car. I don't think you're meant to be delivering to your own vehicle, sir, so maybe you've got something wrong there, maybe you've got something right. At the end of the day, I'm not your boss, so I'm not responsible for where you deliver food to. I digress, talking about real estate, but that actually happened in real time, so I wanted to report it to you, because I do think that, you know, it's worthwhile knowing about everyone's day. How does that sound to you? He's driving off now, so I do hope he's successful in his endeavours. Now, I wanted to tell you, I'm on that website, realestate.com.au. I don't work for them either. Oh, the guy can't walk away because a cat has sat in front of his car, quite literally. That is fun for the whole family. Bad luck, fella. Why don't you come back to this window and listen to my story? I'm on realestate.com.au and I'm looking at houses, and finally there's a 3-bedroom home that I thought, well, ripper, I'll be able to use this, because not only in addition to, well, me, you know, I could have someone in there helping me pay rent, and also have a spare room for recording, because I do this, I do a couple of YouTube channels as well. The YouTube is moderately successful. It used to be that my podcasting was the most successful thing, but I dropped off and I stopped doing it. Now I'm rebuilding it back up, but I'm using it more as a vlog so you can enjoy the shit that is my life. What a day today. I won't tell you about it because I'm not allowed to, but down the track I might. But in any case, I am looking at the house, and that is a real story, and there's a house within my price range, 3 bedrooms. It's fantastic. One of the things I don't get, I think sometimes people have stuff happen inside their lives and inside their homes that the owners don't exactly really understand or are aware of. But this particular house that I'm looking at, I actually know some of the history of the house, and it really concerns me, because basically I was thinking to myself, well, I might buy that, and you know what, there's actually so much shit going on in that house, and that house of fucking horrors, I can probably actually negotiate the price down quite substantially. But the thing that I wanted to point out today is people don't always know what they're looking at. And in this fucking house, no shit, in the bathroom, there's a painting. Now, I actually know the person who did the painting. I actually know the tenants of this home. And this is the best thing ever. The real estate agents come in and fucking taken photos when the tenants have either been away or whatever they've done so as they can put it on the market. And what they haven't realized is that the picture in the bathroom is of nuns that are on fire with an inverted cross directly above them. And they've posted it on a fucking national website in order for you to see the house, to see if you want to buy it. It's fucking fabulous. In fact, let's just make that jump immediately. It will be the album art. So if you're wondering what the fuck I'm talking about for this episode, it is the picture that you can see on the post relating to this episode. You can find the picture on idiotboxradio.com. Please go there. It's fucking hilarious. Now, why do I say I know who painted the picture, and why the fuck did the real estate agent include it? I don't really know. I don't make these rules. But the picture was painted by Ash, who is currently my housemate, and the house that's for sale is the house he used to rent with a friend. A friend kept the picture in the bathroom. The real estate agent, I don't have a fucking clue what's gone through their head, but they are advertising the house with an inverted cross with nuns on fire as bathroom art. Go fucking figure. Now, another one of the beautiful things I know about this house is they're not meant to be any pets in there, but yet there's a fucking cat run inside the house. I couldn't try to win any harder than if I'd bribed an official and got someone to fucking cut the ribbon as I ran through it 2 seconds beforehand, and that was my official time. But this whole inverted cross fucking nuns on fire painting, it absolutely made my day. So a big thank you to Ash, who you've heard on the show before, for painting that picture over a year ago, maybe even longer ago, and to the real estate agent that doesn't have a fucking clue about life and included it in the sale pictures to entice people to buy that home. Thank you everyone for indulging me. Thank you for listening to this inferior sound quality. Hopefully it's still okay. And all I'm going to say right now is I love all of you. Idiot Box Radio out.